And now, by satellite, with all the news about the news behind the news, underneath the news, here's media mouthpiece Dark Barfley.
That's Barfley.
That's what I said.
Who are you? Where's Voight?
Ah, he's in Houston with the Republicans.
Oh, figures. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all you jets winging your way up in the blue. This news is for you. In the news this week, the Baltic states request statehood. Quayle resigns. Japan annexes California. Wait a second. What? I'm getting a message on my fallback loop. We've been preempted? That's not possible.
Pursuant to Section 44 of the Republican Ascendancy Act of 1982, this channel is now preempted by the Republican National Council. According to paragraph 2.6, you are required to listen or be drafted into the war on drugs. And now, the official presentation. War hero, fabulously successful businessman, tennis player, undercover agent, patriot, and president. Who? Wait a minute. Damn. I know it's here. Right. George Herbert Walker Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush was born June 12, 1924, to incredibly rich parents. It is not true that he had a silver foot in his mouth. He had a silver spoon, like everybody else.
Boy, he sure is loud. You sure that spoon is big enough?
Oh, shut up and serve.
George's parents were very important. His father ran a big investment firm on Wall Street.
Yeah, hello. Jesus, Adolf. I told you never to call me here. Look, I told you the delivery would be made on time. Yeah, we had a special on brown shirts. They ought to fit right in with your plans. Then we can get down to the real stuff. Yeah, the bullets.
His mother was the director of Planned Parenthood in Connecticut. But we won't talk about that. We'll talk about tennis.
Hi, Mommy.
That's Mama, Skippy. Who's your little friend?
Ronnie. But we call him Dutch. He's funny.
Hi. I don't remember.
I don't know, Skippy. Is he all there?
He does this trick with his hand. Look.
Where's the rest of me?
Well, take him out to the tennis court and we'll find out.
George grew up with all the advantages.
I need a bigger spoon, Mommy.
That's Mama. Here, now keep it in your mouth.
When he was old enough, he went to Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts.
Welcome you all to Andover. Would you mind taking the spoons out of your mouths?
He took all the proper courses and met the proper people.
Nice to have you home for Christmas, Skippy. Who's your little friend?
This is my friend Dick, Mommy.
That's Mama. He looks a little suspicious to me.
I am not a crook.
We call him Tricky.
Well, take him out to the tennis court and we'll see.
Pretty soon, he was all grown up and going to college.
Boy, look at all those spoons. What a great life.
George was well-liked. He joined the exclusive Skull and Spoon Society.
This is your spoon. Guard it with your life.
Gosh.
After he graduated, he went to Texas. Sure, some kids would take the easy way out and join their father's company, but not George.
Come on, son. You could have a corner office and boss all the women around.
I'm sorry, Dad. My principals are involved.
No.
I'm not going to take the easy way out.
No.
I need to prove myself. I need to see if I can cut it on my own.
Oh.
You did it that way, Dad. And I think I ought to do it that way, too.
Oh.
Show the world that I'm not a wimp. Show them that I'm self-reliant, tough, and independent.
Right. How much?
Oh, say a million. And I need a bigger spoon.
George married Barbara and took his new wife to Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas? You've got to be kidding. Do they have tennis there?
Jeez, Mom, it's opportunity. I'm going to be rich.
Skippy, you are rich.
Shh, I don't want anyone to know.
Well, then take that spoon out of your mouth.
Ow!
George joined up with other Texas oil men.
Oh, George.
Good to see you, George.
Glad you're here, George.
Ah, thanks, guys. Is there anything to do in Midland?
No.
Pretty soon, George learned the ropes, and he was well on the way to proving himself.
Of course, a millionaire's a big help, but there's one bit of advice, George.
Oh, what's that?
It's the oil business.
Oil business?
Oil business.
Oh, well, I'll do my best.
Best?
Oh.
And take that there spoon out of your mouth.
Ow!
While he was in Texas, George and his wife Barbara met a strange itinerant poll taker who sold them portraits.
There are spitting images, aren't they, dear?
I'm telling you, keep this in your closet and you won't get any older. They're genuine degrees.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
But unfortunately, Barbara's was stolen soon after they bought it.
Damn. Well, don't worry about it, honey. I'm sure it's just a big joke anyway.
George was a huge success in business. He was such a big success that only one thing was left for him.
Politics? None of those people play tennis, Skippy.
But, Mom...
That's Mama.
The opportunities are tremendous. Business can't hold a candle to politics.
Take the spoon out of your mouth. I can't understand you.
Oh, sorry.
George ran for Congress and won.
Come on, Barbara, we're going to Washington.
The only place in the country hotter than Houston.
We'll sell the house and live in a hotel.
Goody, where are you going to keep the portrait and the spoons?
Pretty soon, big people in government noticed this handsome young Republican from Texas.
George, I'm sending you to China.
Want me to take the tapes?
No, I'll just give them to Rosemary.
After doing time in China, spending time in China, President Ford put George in charge of the CIA.
I want you to clean up the mess.
Right, sir.
I want happy covert operators.
Right, sir.
And I know you can do it.
Right, sir.
And I want you to take that thing out of your mouth.
From there, it was just a short hop to the White House.
Wait a minute, Skippy. You live across the street.
Oh, sorry.
What's that thing in your mouth?
But pretty soon, Bush did live in the White House.
Wait a minute, Danny. You live across the street.
Oh, darn. Maybe next year.
So long, Skippy.
Excuse me, sir, but I found this portrait in your closet.
Oh, goodness. I don't want to forget that.
It looks terrible.
It's a lot better than a facelift. Yours doesn't look much better.
Yeah.
Where's Barbara's?
Barbara's?
Oh, I see. That explains it. See ya, Skippy. Come on, Mommy. Good, you've got yours, too.
And now, into the Oval Office. Where is it? Damn. Yes?
Can I help you, sir?
No. Hello, John. Yeah. Where's the button?
The button?
Yeah, you know, the button. Now that I'm president, I can press it if I want.
Right.
President George Bush made some big changes.
Okay, move that desk over there. Now, move the chair.
And pretty soon, he got to make a real impact on people's lives.
Yeah, send 250,000 to Arabia. I don't care if their bosses don't hire them back. This is war.
He met new people.
It's the Emir of Kuwait, sir.
Yeah, put him on the speakerphone, John.
Why have you not invaded my country and driven the evil Iraqis out? Do you think I want to spend all my life in the Riviera? They do not have gold faucets in the hotel, and I miss my big TV. The Iraqis will destroy my big TV. What will I do? How will I watch the torture channel? I order you to attack at once. How dare you disobey a direct command? If you do not do as I say, I will not permit you to shed your nation's blood in our cause. Do not contact me until you have... have totally destroyed the Iraqi troops. Goodbye.
Jeez, sure is great to be president when you meet such wonderful friends and allies. Damn, I'll put it on the speakerphone so I can finish polishing the desk.
Send me $8 million at once. I want to take my family to dinner at Maxime's.
Boy, life is great.
An American success story. George Herbert Walker Bush. If he can do it, anyone can do it.
Gee, Mr. Yeltsin, I love entertaining foreigners. Want to see my spoon collection?
Patriot, warrior, dog lover, tennis player, and nice guy.
Okay, Colin, start the bombing and make sure you don't miss anything. Well, so what? There are Iraqis, aren't they?
A man who wants to see everyone take part in the American dream.
Hey, I'm not going to give people unemployment benefits. Let them get jobs.
George Bush, the once and future president. Let him speak for himself.
Hi, I'm the president. I know things haven't been that good the past 4 years. I know I've broken a few promises. I know my budget had a $220 billion deficit, but Congress passed it. I know I vetoed more bills than any president ever. But all those bills were for special interests, women, children, working people. I've done a lot for crime. We have more crime than anyone, and with only 800,000 people in prison and 4 million on probation or parole, well, there are over 250 million people to go. What an opportunity. To you kids, well, I'd recommend a career in law enforcement. Oh, one more thing. I'm behind Dan Quayle 1,000%. Folks, give me just 4 more years. I promise you, you won't be sorry. Read my lips. Family values, or else.
George Bush, tough but gentle, cruel but fair, vicious but fuzzy. George Bush, or else. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program. You will be contacted at random and quizzed about the preceding documentary. Those failing will be required to eat broccoli. This has been a presentation of the Republican National Council.
Jeez, what the hell was that? Well, we're out of time, so with all the news about the news, behind the news, underneath the news, I'm Dyke Barfley, always down there digging.
The Barfley News is produced and copyrighted by Otis Harding McClay with thanks to KPFT Pacifica Radio in Houston, funding by Fermata Corporation, the Environmental Service Company. Now you can play the Barfly News for your friends. Be the first in your block to call 1-800-767-1929 and start your collection of Barfly Originals right now. That's 1-800-767-1929. So until next time, this is Fettigan Voice. Until next time, this is Fettigan Voice.
That's Barfley.